Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie, and him, Chris.
Hello, and we are best friends.
We're not, stop
we
with
are
the best friends.
The bestest of friends.
We're not best friends.
We are. You're not my best friend.
No, am I not?
Sorry, am I not your best friend?
No.
I can't believe this whole relationship's been
We're like acquaintances
right,
who are in love.
Okay.
Something like that.
So if you had to tell someone who your best friend was, you wouldn't pick me.
So if somebody said to me, who's your best friend? I'd say like Steph and Angela. But they're my best friends.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say my husband Chris. And actually, if I heard somebody say to someone who's your best friend, they went, my husband, I'd probably never be friends with that person.
Oh. Me too.
Who's your best friend?
One of the lads. One of the lads or something. One of the boys, you know. Yeah. Anyway, should we crack on?
Stop it.
You know, the thing I do with Robin to annoy Robin is I claim that that I'm his best cousin.
What?
I say, aren't we best cousins? And he just goes, no, Dad, we're not.
That's just best cousins. You wind him up something rotten.
Sometimes he gives in and says yes, and sometimes he does not.
Best cousins.
Aww. But there we go. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
Happy?
Yeah.
You having a little scratch there? What are you scratching?
Oh, no, sorry. Okay, so I've got the radiator on in between my thighs.
For fuck's sake.
But today I don't have jeans on. I've got like activewear leggings on. So it's actually really burning me skin.
Wow.
Have you heard about activewear, by the way? So, don't you know,
sorry,
like...
Why do I feel like I'm about to be sold something?
No, you're not sold. This is like devastating.
A pyramid scheme?
You're not the right person to tell this to, actually.
Oh, God, come on. Is this
I don't even know if I want to tell you.
Is this going to ruin my world?
Right.
Come on, what's happened with activewear?
So, do you know activewear, like the leggings?
Yeah.
Apparently, when you're sweating them, they've got like really bad toxins in them and it goes into your skin.
Oh, great.
Really, really bad.
Absolutely fucking... Hungy dory!
So I don't know, so maybe he's...
I'll stick it on the list of stuff! God damn it!
So you'll see a lot more people running in jeans.
See, my mate, he was well ahead of the curve.
He knew, didn't he?
Well ahead of the curve.
Dead sad, that, innit?
So it's got... But, even the ones that whick the sweat away? Even the ones that...
They're probably
whick,
the worst ones.
Whick, what, when they whick the sweat
What's
away?
Whick?
They whick the sweat away.
What's that mean?
It says... What, you never bought some activewear and it says it wicks the sweat away.
Wicks?
Wicks the sweat away. Wick?
Like
wick.
Quick?
No, like wick, like WH, like wicks the sweat away. It wicks
are
it
you
away.
Are you having an episode?
I'm just saying. That's what they say. It says it wicks
quicks.
The wick. It says
wicks.
Wick. It says it wicks the sweat away, meaning it gets... So they get... When... What?
You sound like Rafe trying to say Shrek this morning. What the hell? He made... Freck.
Freck.
It's like... Shrek. Should we sort that out? Because you can't say shh
He's
at all.
Man,
what
fine.
Does that mean?
He'd be fine. That just means you don't talk to him enough. you don't engage enough with your child. It means you're always looking away on your phone when he's talking. Listen, what's all this about toxins?
I'll not sleep.
So it gets... fucking crikey, man. What's the point?
No, supposedly there's something in these sort of leggings.
Even when you wash them?
It's in the fibre, like in the fabric.
God, all fucking mighty,
so when
man.
You sweat... Like releases stuff.
Could that be what the black bags under my eyes are?
Maybe. You don't wear them as much as me though. You wear them sometimes.
How dare you? I do all my jiu-jitsu and
your leggings.
And gym training in leggings.
Yeah.
I actually went to jiu-jitsu without shorts over the leggings the other day and got shouted at by nearly everyone there.
Why?
Because they said I should have had shorts over the top because it just looked awful.
Could you just see the outline of your dick?
No, no, you couldn't see it. However, you'd have to be really close to see that.
Oh, did you just go in them leggings?
I just got in the car.
Like a biker having a break.
Yeah, and they were literally like, the exact words of one of them was, my wife would never have let me leave the house without some shorts over them because it just looks like you've painted your legs and arse. It takes a lot to embarrass me these days. However, man, I've made a living embarrassing myself.
True. And where was I when you left the house?
I don't think you don't care. You don't care. If I said, how do I look? You would go, I don't care. I put the shorts when I got there. Listen, all I'm saying is, I wear enough leggings for this toxins thing to be my new thing.
Well, yeah, sorry about that.
That upsets us.
Okay, there you go. Add it to your list, Ramsey.
So, lads of BJJ, when I turn up one out on, don't be upset. It's the toxins.
It is.
Eh? Mm-hmm. Tiddler, todger, swinging loose. No toxins here, mate. Mm-hmm. Eh? And on the treadmill, I'll do the same. I ran on the treadmill when we top off the other day and I felt like a tosser. And that was in my own house. So I don't know how people do that in the gym. Don't know. Just felt weird.
Ew, I don't think you're allowed to do it in the gym.
I don't know how people do that outside when people... Oh. You know, when you see someone running with a top off.
Yeah.
Normally when it's quite cold, you go, come on, dude. You've been running for 20 minutes or so. Well done. Congratulations. Might be nipple chafage. Who knows?
Can I just say, you know how it's been the London Marathon?
Mm-hmm. Has it been the London Marathon?
Is that a joke? Because it's literally been everywhere. Yeah,
I was being sarcastic. But I bang on about stuff, so I don't know how I dare.
I have to say, listen, well done, everybody, because it is genuinely amazing.
Incredible. I could never do it. Incredible.
But I find people who run really long distances, I find it weird that they can do it. I just find it very strange.
So I looked at all the times of a few people who did it, a few comedians. I don't want to get them wrong, but Ivor Graham pushed Rosie Jones round. And he did it in, he was the fastest comedian like on the website. He did it in like 3 hours or something. And he was pushing around like amazing feat. And they've raised loads of money for charity. Shout out. Absolutely fantastic. Joel did it. Joel Dommett did it.
He did it dressed as a piranha.
5 hours or something.
Amazing.
Lunatic. Incredible again. But what are you doing?
Could you be asked?
Ramesh did it on 10 weeks notice, I think. I think he only had 10 weeks notice. And he's a fucking great quote. He said, if I can do it before the roads open again, I'll be happy. But it took him 5 or 6 hours. But where does your brain go?
I don't know.
I couldn't do that for that long. Yeah. Hats off to all of them. They all raised money for charity. Very well done. I couldn't do it. I looked at the times.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Even the fastest one, Ivor, and I go 3.5 hours or whatever, 3 hours, 50 minutes. And I go, no.
How?
No. That's most of a series of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's not most of a series.
No?
No.
One series? Well, no, okay, it's 4 episodes.
Half a series.
Okay, dickhead. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where my brain, I'd be unbearable after that because I'd have been inside my own head for so long.
I think
it would have been like torture.
We should try a marathon one day, not a full one.
Absolutely not. I won't even do the Great North Run. I refuse. I'm not doing it. I'm not running for that long. I'm not doing it. It's so boring. It's so fucking boring. I can't.
I think you're right.
I only do the Peloton because the guys are talking to you.
Oh, see, I can't bear them talking to us. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Did a hike the other day and some lass, because Steph was like, you need to do this hike. And I was like, right, I'll do this fucking hike. You keep going on about it. It was actually really hard. But this lass was just like, you're here. You are here. You are doing this and you are here. I was like, I know. You did not force me on here. I'm here of my free will.
It's a bit icky.
Stop.
Yeah.
I can't bear it. I can't stand it. But that's just me.
So there's two things. I do like the Peloton and I'm not going to call out any of the instructors because I know some of them listen and I know some of them. I've met a couple of them. But when they look down the camera and
I love the Peloton. I'm not slagging off the Peloton.
Yeah, I'm not slagging off. But when they look down the camera and lip sync the words to the song that's on, I feel like I want to die.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like I want to die. And then also, you're right, so they're part DJ, part personal trainer, part motivational speaker. Yeah. And again, it's that thing of where they go, like, they give this massive, big motivational speech about don't let anyone put you down and all that. And I'm like, it's quite expensive, this Peloton. I think we're all doing okay. Everyone on this, who you're talking to now, mate, is Zarit, because there's a monthly fee, and this fucker wasn't cheap.
Yeah, but other...
We're okay.
Other all right.
Yeah, but we're okay. We don't need to be, you know... It's fine.
My toxic trait, though, is thinking that I can keep up with them, and I try, so in my brain, I try and do my legs at the same speed as them, and I can't, and then, so I hate them. So I'm like, right, turn this off. I just do it, nothing, to just nothing. I don't have anything.
Well, I sometimes shout at them if I think they're not going as fast as what they say. Mm-hmm. So if they're like, well, turn it up, and now we're sprinting, and I look, and I go, you're not fucking... unless you have got like the most incredible way of running mechanically, you are not running the same as me because I'm wobbling all over here and sweating like fuck and you're barely moving. But then again, they've got to keep talking to you, I suppose. So
no, I think it's great. Some people love it. You use them ones loads. I don't use the people.
I have to have someone telling us what to do or I will just stop. Anyway, listen, it is episode 266. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this absolute fucking drivel week in, week out. We bloody love you. Please, follow and subscribe and all that on your podcast shops. And without further ado, very exciting this week, Rosie. It is time for this week's lucrative.
Come on then.
Lucrative. Sponsor. New venture of mine.
Yeah. Oh,
which
yeah.
I may stick with. I may
Entrepreneur.
Not. Yeah. May stick with, may not. Getting into the old ASMR. AMRSR. AMRSR. What is it?
Mattress. Ear mattress.
EMSR.
What is it?
Where the whisper and
ASMR.
Yeah. But I'm going to do that. So that's my new sponsor. I'm going to do that. But I'm not doing I'm doing impressions of stuff.
Right, okay.
Okay. So this week on Chris Ramsey's brand new venture. ASMR.
Oh my God. MRSA.
Cleaning them hospitals.
ASMR. I don't know what it means.
Okay, good. Jesus. First one this week. This week's Chris Ramsey's ASMR is brought. ASMR. I'm calling it ASMR. Is brought to you by the alluring sound of a woman pissing. Thank you
not
for listening.
Sound like...
It sounds exactly like a woman pissing. It sounds like not. It sounds like throwing a big handful of onions in a nice hot wok. Just go in the toilet, love. Shut the door, no. Thank you for listening.
It is a very small hole that we out of, you know, and it's a lot of stuff.
Turn the boiler tap on. Jesus. Anger in a stray cat.
Yours isn't much better.
Yeah, at least it sounds...
Yeah.
Oh shit, I did next week's by accident.
So how is that going to make you any money?
Because Snoop the sponsor?
What?
I'll get paid millions for this one. that right there, woman, honestly, most I've ever made per minute that.
Brilliant.
Billions.
Billions.
Yeah. So there
Play
we go.
Play the jingle, come on.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello.
Nice to have you back.
Hello.
I keep seeing videos online, right, on Instagram. I've got, you know how my algorithm was whack a few weeks ago?
Yes.
I've decided.
I do remember how your algorithm was whack.
I've decided to start liking just more stuff of what I want to watch. So it's a lot better now. Okay. It's a lot of recipes, very much home improvement recipes, films that make you cry, like videos that make you cry.
Yep.
A lot of cancer stuff on there, not going to lie. But, Jesus. You know, provokes emotions, which I'm fine with. And yep. I love watching. I love crying. So that's good.
It is an uncanny amount of times I look over at you and you are bawling your fucking eyes out on your phone.
So cathartic.
A lot of the time on public transport, we're on the train.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be on the train together and we're just sitting on my phones and I look over just to see how you are. And there's tears cascading down your cheeks. And I'm like, how where, man? Like,
I know.
How does that look? there's them do that. Oh, there's that comedy couple. Oh, he's reading his phone. Oh, she's fucking bawling her eyes out. He's not bothered. Oh, God, they're toxic.
Yes.
he's obviously a bastard.
There's some just really sad stuff. Sad stuff to the point of where you go, I don't think you should have videoed this.
A
lot of that. Anyway, you know how much I love chocolate mousse, right? You do.
What an accusatory tone.
I swear, I'm telling you right now, listeners, I love chocolate mousse so much, right?
Pointless, by the way. Mousse.
It's unbelievable. Absolutely I stupid. Love it, right? I would have it after every meal if I could, but you know. I mean, I can if I want. Fuck it, I might. So, but recently, I've been seeing loads of chocolate mousse recipes online.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, gets his, draws us in, right? It's like healthy chocolate mousse. And I'm like, all right, okay, that's what we're always looking for, a healthy alternative.
Okay.
Start off, right? They're like, cocoa powder. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. Second ingredient, cottage cheese.
Oh, there it is.
I'm like, nope, absolutely not. And then it's like, agave sugar. I'm like, this looks like chocolate mousse, but this will not taste anything like chocolate mousse. This will be sad, disgusting, and awful, but it looks so much like chocolate
always
mousse.
The case. So it videos well. They always do this. It videos well, and honestly, they get the thing. I said before, man, about the ones where it's like low carb, high protein, quick meal, and it was like, and it shows you a fucking platter of like 30 chicken wraps, and I go, oh, low carb, high protein, I'll have, and not one of them. You have one of them, not the whole big thing. But the mousse, can you remember them peanut butter cups we made years ago, where someone said this is the thing for a recipe for low sugar, healthy peanut butter cups.
Oh, it was absolutely fucking.
Oh, it was like dark chocolate powder or cocoa powder.
Horrible.
And then it was like whole.
So we went through that organic coconut oil phase.
Yeah, yeah. It was like,
coconut. If I ever have coconut oil ever again, slap us in the face, because it's disgusting. It makes everything taste like the Caribbean, and I can't. Sunday dinner, coconut oil.
It tastes like you've marinated everything in Malibu.
I'm just, it's just no thank you.
Oh, you remember? So it was, it was the earthy, whole, organic peanut butter, which just tasted disgusting. Like someone had ground up
not,
fucking tree
not
bark.
An ounce of sugar, nothing.
And then I got them out the freezer and I was like, oh my god, they look like Reese's buttercups. The peanut butter cups is amazing. It was like eating a fucking button off Paddington Bear's jacket. It was disgusting.
We'll try it, haven't we?
Oh,
there's those other ones that are like Snickers alternatives, and I love a Snickers. And it's like grab your medjooled date. fill it with unsweetened like peanut butter, and then dip it in unsweetened dairy-free dog chocolate. I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah. Rather eat a shoe. Just no. Honestly,
I'd rather not bother.
I'd rather not bother. I'd just have less of the other thing.
Yeah, I'd rather have a big glass of water, fill my stomach up, and then move on with my day.
Yeah,
I'm not having it. It's not just because there's some dark chocolate nuts involved. Don't tell me it's a Snickers alternative. It's fucking not. You're a liar.
I'd rather just have a Snickers. Thank you very much.
Dealt with. Babadoo, 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 ba. I remember the coconut oil phase. It's the fact that it comes in a jar, like fucking a dinner. It's just weird. It comes in, you've got to like, I don't know, there's something just strange about it, coconut oil. And then the fact that it just comes in a jar and you've just got to like Winnie the Pooh it out with your hand.
I quite liked it at first. I was quite on board with it at first with certain things.
Wedges, sweet potato wedges.
Yes,
we used to do them.
Lovely. But then everything just tasted the same. Everything tasted like coconut. And I was like, I don't mind it, but I can't get away with it.
It's good for you for roasting veg in the oven because its burning temperature is higher than olive oil, so you don't get all that burnt, baked shit.
I love the burnt, baked shit.
I know you do because you never clean it off. I always do.
That's what makes it taste even nicer. The balsamic, when the balsamic burns with the olive oil. Oh my God.
You, we should be on one-use disposable oven trays the way you go on. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. It adds flavour.
Grease proof paper is all I'm saying.
Just but they've got toxins in as well.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, God. Are you serious?
I think so. Oh, God. Literally shouldn't tell him these things. He won't eat anything.
Do you have any idea how many times I go on the treadmill with grease proof paper on? Oh, she's just spat everywhere. Oh, well, how did that happen? That's saliva. It's still on your chin. Oh my God, what did you do that for? It wasn't even that funny.
I had a pool of phlegm in my mouth. I was saving it. I've got a bit of cold.
I was saving it.
Just to swallow. I couldn't find the right time to swallow. That was so horrible. And this is why we don't record the podcast. Because I'm a pig.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That was
about that.
Rotten.
That went on my laptop.
That was like, you know, in.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh. You know, in Back to the Future 3, where they've got the spittoon bucket and they're spitting in it in the Old West. That was like that. That was like.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, it went everywhere.
Oh, God. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Babadoo, 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 ba. I have something to say. I've got a statement.
A statement?
A statement.
Okay.
News agents are wild, right? Where we live.
Wild or whack?
Both. Wild, whack, outrageous, shite. I went to a shop the other day, just like a corner shop, newsagent type thing, right? For a bottle of water. I was on my way to G&S. Went in. I thought, oh, you know what? I better get some throat sweets. Thought, I'll get a pack of Halls.
Okay.
Bought a pack of Hall Soothers.
Yeah. Bought them. Other throat sweets are available.
Well, yeah. Bought them in my water. Went to G&S and I opened them. They were a bit sticky and I thought, this is a bit weird. Check the date. 3 years out of date.
Shut up.
3 years?
Wow. 3 years. God, you should have superpowers.
Like, what?
3 years
3 years
out of date.
How are they still on their shelves?
Like, no one had checked.
Who's not checking?
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
Were they not just out of your bag? There is a massive chance that in your bag, there is the brand new pack you've bought,
Chris,
and a pack you didn't know
what it. I went to the shop and I bought them and I had them in my pocket. Okay. They were from the shop. 3 years out of date?
3 years.
Isn't that mad?
Did you taste it? What did it taste like?
Well, I had one.
Of course you did.
Because I thought, well, sugar in it. I don't know what. I had one. But my throat did hurt a bit, but I don't know if it was me.
That's
brain.
What I was thinking.
I don't know
way.
If it was me mind. After,
when they go out of date, they actually make your throat worse.
Really shouldn't have had one.
A very short window for them to actually soothe after that.
I think
that,
it was my mind, though. I think in my mind, I was like, I shouldn't have had that. It's 3 years out of date.
Yeah, no, you absolutely shouldn't have. That's
really?
Madness.
Will it be bad?
Toxins, innit?
Oh my God.
Might as well add a...
Jaguar Noid sponsored by toxins.
You should just chew the leg in or a bit of greaseproof paper.
I just, like...
That's mad, that, like...
Me off a little bit.
Rotate your stock,
I know,
guys.
Check your stock. Wouldn't mind, though, just sat on their asses. Just sat there behind the counter.
Yeah.
Feel like going back. I'm actually walking down there at night. I might go past and be like, excuse me, check your stock, mate. Check your dates.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Oh, I'd pay to see that. Please video that encounter.
Should
I'd love to see that, yeah. Okay. You see, they'll just sit on their asses. What do you want them to be doing?
Checking the stock. Checking the dates on the horse soothers so that I don't buy a pack of horse soothers for 70-odd pence that are 3 years
does
out of date.
Does that not just tell you that throat sweets are probably a thing of the past and no one really does it anymore?
It actually kind of does.
Yeah,
it does.
You'll go in tonight and they'll go, there she is again, the little old lady. Do you want your throat sweets again?
It was the second last packet in the box.
Right, okay.
So, they'll probably not replenish. Actually, no. Shall I go check tonight? I'll go and check.
Oh, God. I'll tune in for that next week. Oh, God. Talk about a cliffhanger.
They'll be 2 years out of date because they'll have been in the stock room.
What a cliffhanger this is. Forget your baby reindeer. You want this? This is where the drama's at.
Baby reindeer is causing a bit of a stir, you know.
Yeah, incredible. Shout out to
it's
Richard.
It's absolutely
amazing
brilliant.
Show.
But some people, like can't finish it, can't watch it.
Yeah, no. So a friend of the podcast, friend of our family, Jordan, probably won't be best mates now, I have to say.
Yeah.
You're his best mate.
Can he not finish it?
We said, watch it. It's intense. It's good, but it's really intense because it is what it is. It's, you know. And last night he came round and he was like, oh, he went rough that, like, really rough. And he did the same. Everyone watches it straight online trying to find out who the people are, which I really don't think was the point of it. And I really don't think Richard Gadd's happy about that. But, you know, people are inquisitive and we've got the internet, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, for real. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Bee?
You better watch out because you better not slag me off.
Eh? But that's the whole point in this bit.
Wait <Okay, then. laughs> Should I go first or you?
Go on, you can go first.
Okay, my beef with you is I like to take up a little cup for Rafe every night
for
when he's in bed because once a month he'll ask for a drink in the middle of the night. Very rare that he asks for a drink, but he does. So I always just have a little rogue cup there, right?
Yep.
You, Mr. Ramsay, decided to take the cup downstairs and not replenish the cup and not tell us nothing.
Okay, I stand by taking it downstairs because you can't just leave fucking cups in bedrooms and bathrooms forever.
Yes,
like,
you can.
Like
yes,
you're a teenager.
You can.
Can't. I'm not having it.
It's a clean cup that he just uses every so often.
Right.
A rogue
okay.
little cup.
Okay, but I should have replaced it.
Fair enough. Well.
So what happened?
So my beef is 1 o'clock in the morning, not last night, the night before, Rafe, desperate for a drink, me, couldn't be asked to go downstairs to get him a cup, couldn't leave him because if I'd gone downstairs, he would have just kicked off. I had to literally let the bairn drink out of a rogue boat bath toy at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was obviously because nothing gets moved in this house without me knowing that it's in spot and that it's been moved.
Yeah.
The little orange boat.
Yes.
I was wondering
the
why that
of
was.
It.
Yeah, I was
the
wondering why that
it.
Was at the sink.
I swear to God.
So he drank
took
out
us
of a bath
minutes,
toy.
10 minutes. At first, he had a drink out of my hand, but that didn't go very well. It was too. Usually, you can stand on the toilet and put his head under the sink, but he was too. He was half asleep. I was like, oh my fucking. And literally, I was like, Kristen, I love you!
I'm so sorry.
And so, yeah, and then I was like, right, what bath toys? The cups that they use in the bath have got the holes in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, they're like
couldn't
shower
use
cups.
Them.
Yeah.
I tried. I put my hand underneath. That didn't work. And I was like, what can I use? So that it was our boat. that bottom of that bloody boat when he was drinking. And you know, sometimes when you just, it's when you have kids. Either, I used to do it when I was younger and I was really pissed and you'd be in a situation and go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is my life? Like, you'd be passed out on a floor somewhere thinking, what am I doing?
But I mean, I always think back to the person who wrote in who drank out of that hot water bottle.
Yeah, well, just in any situation. I think when of you're
her, every time I fill up a hot water bottle, I think of her drinking hot water. Oh,
so sad.
God.
But yeah, at that time, in the morning, I was half asleep, feet, like drinking, letting him drink out of a fucking bath boat. And I was just like, what is my life? What is this? What is this life? And it's the way that they just like, just demand
stuff. Yeah,
I need a drink.
It's like,
I haven't got a cup. You little like
being
twat.
It's like being a waiter in a hotel with the rudest fucking guests.
It is,
the
isn't
rudest,
it?
Rudest, most demanding guests.
And isn't it funny? Like when they say thank you, you're literally like, huh? Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for saying thank you. Like, Jesus Christ.
Feel seen.
It's so intense. Okay, then come on.
My beef with you is,
yeah,
I don't know if this has been my beef before. It might have been before, but I think I don't think it has.
I'll be the judge of that.
So, back when I was, you know, working loads and away and going off and doing TV stuff and doing tour stuff, we would both go, right, okay, so what time do you need to be there? Right, okay, so, do you need to go the night before? I'll get the earliest train in the morning, so I'm there the night before. And I see a smirk appearing on your face here, Rosie, so you know where I'm going with this. I would maximise my time at home. I would get the latest, I would leave as late as possible.
I already have a comeback, so crack on.
And I would come back on the earliest part. I'm talking cars through the night and everything.
Yeah.
You are currently booking work in. You're getting booked for television. I'm 100% behind you. I'm so glad you're doing all your own things now. You've got some really cool stuff coming up. It's very exciting. But, like, you go, so I've got to be at the studio, right? So I've got to be at the studio at 5 o'clock on the Tuesday. So I don't want to travel on the day because I'll be tired. Maybe go the night before, but then I don't want to get there too late. So I think I'll leave at 8 o'clock on the Sunday morning. It's like, I don't want to get this. You are literally, you go away for one day of filming, you're away for 4 days.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Yeah. Okay. We're not working as much.
Yeah.
We're not away as much. You were away all the time. That's why you were the one who wanted to maximise your time at home to see the children, because you were away so much.
Okay.
I've had my fill of them kids. I see them all the time. I'm full of love, full of all my snuggles. I'm caught up with all of my love for them children. So mummy is going a little bit earlier and mummy is coming back a little bit later because mummy is done. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. But if we were away a bit more often, I wouldn't go as long. But no, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Bye, I love you. Have a good time. Please be careful. Don't ring me. Yeah, because I will be busy.
Well, annoyingly, you warned it, and that's all I've got to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the
public. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, gorgeous Rosie, .. and Chris.
Emailing yourself again, I see.
I have been listening from the start and thought I would email in with an ick I experienced about my husband.
Awesome.
This is like an ick beef. This is just, yeah.
Great.
I cooked him a lovely meal of beef stroganoff with mushrooms and butter beans for our dinner. Sounds gorgeous. That night...
Sorry, what's a stroganoff?
Stroganoff is like little strips of beef with mushroom in like a sauce.
Creamy sauce.
Not watery, creamy.
I'm on board.
You usually have it with rice.
I'm on board.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. I don't think I've ever made stroganoff.
No? Up your game. You don't like creamy stuff though, do you? I mean, cheese in it.
No, there's no cheese.
No.
Maybe it's why haven't I made a stroganoff? Gosh,
you're lazy.
I don't know.
Because you're a bad mother?
I'm sorry.
You are fucking
I'm so
on
sorry.
My
I'm so
last...
Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
Are you going
to
spit at us again?
Maybe. You get a meal cooked for you every single night.
Like... Probably nearly every night. I always say how lucky I am and how brilliant of a cook you are and how I'm so lucky. And you say, what do you want? And I go, whatever. Me catchphrase is, whatever, I'm lucky enough for you to cook for us because you're amazing. And I do thank you.
It's icky as fuck when you say that. Anyway.
I can't fucking win.
Can
we all take a minute? I cannot fucking win.
Oh, shut up, man. You have won, all right? You've won the fucking lottery. Enjoy your life and shut your morning. Yeah,
till that right. Fucking gone away 4 days early for half an hour filming you. Part-time fucking...
Jealous.
I'm jealous as fuck,
I cooked him a lovely meal of beef stroganoff with mushrooms and butter beans for our dinner. That night before bed, he had his usual shit. And it says in brackets, after 12 years and having kids, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Before dinner, before bed, he
must just have his shit. What a time to have a shit.
What do you mean? Was he having a shower afterwards? Was he having
it
a
would
shite,
bother me.
It would,
honestly, no. If you just had a shit every night before bed,
right?
I'd be like, oh, how are you?
Yeah.
Pack it in.
I know what you mean. It is a bit, yeah.
Even though Robin came up to bed last night and he read his book and then he went, Mom, and I went, what? Because I was like, right, time for bed now, yeah. Time for sleep. He went, don't get cross. I went, what? He went, I need a poo. I was like, oh, where, man? As if I'm going to get mad at you if I need a poo. He loves a nighttime shit.
Tactical poo him. He holds it in so we can stay up half an hour later.
Think? Yeah, because yeah, then yeah, he went yeah, and read yeah. his book on the toilet.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah, he sits like an old man reading his book, like he's reading his paper.
He's like, can I read this on the toilet? I was like, yeah, I can't see why not. Anyway, so 12 kids later, she's not really bothered.
12 kids?
12 years, sorry.
Jesus
12 years
Christ.
Later.
12 years later. So every night he has a shit before bed. No, that would do my tits in. That would
just
annoy
every
me.
Night.
Like, well, probably there's probably an ensuite waft smell going on and he's just getting into bed with a freshly shitey arse. Because I don't
I mean, you've done that a couple of times. When was it? Oh, the other night.
What?
Should it be me beef? The other night, you just went for a shite in the ensuite right before I went to bed.
Yeah?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
You know all about it. You had to get open the windows, and that was disgusting.
Yeah, it was
I was like, "Are you taking the piss?"
Is that like some kind of farm? It's bad.
Yeah.
Apologies.
There's definitely other toilets in our house.
Right. Okay. But you know, privilege.
You don't do it where someone's literally going to bed.
Someone.
Me.
My loving wife.
Right.
No, I get it. Yeah. I have a shower though. I love a shower before
Didn't
bed.
Didn't get rid of the smell.
I love a shower then jumping into the.
There is something quite nice about having like a bath or a shower before bed.
Completely clean, clean sheets. Mm-hmm. Just. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Right. Ready.
Yep.
Once he finished, I went in and lifted the seat to find perfectly whole mushroom buffing about
oh,
in our loo.
Oh, chew your fucking food, lad.
Yes, he shat out a whole mushroom that he never bothered chewing in the first place.
What's this man's? This man's
It says, yeah, I haven't been able to eat mushrooms since. Imagine just seeing a whole
this
mushroom.
This metabolism. It's a fucking drain pipe. His insides are like a straight drain pipe. Just, oh my God.
Are mushrooms one of the ones that stay, like, formed?
I don't, well, clearly.
But it's
yeah.
red pepper skin and sweet corn,
sweet
isn't
corn
it?
Sweet corn can, yeah.
That
yeah.
you don't digest, really.
It must have just, I think it's luck of the draw with some of that. I think it's just took a shortcut through. That's disgusting. Oh.
That's something. I'm not being funny. Like, you're meant to have sex. You've got to have sex with each other in that.
Yeah.
If I went to the toilet after you and there was just a whole mushroom bobbing, I'd be like, I can't go near you. Again? Seriously,
oh,
though.
Okay, look. Okay, on second thoughts, maybe don't do that stroganoff, eh? Just in case. Try and keep the magic alive. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Would you like an NHS story?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah?
Yes,
I used to have a jingle for it, remember? What was it?
Something about
doctors and nurses, wasn't it? To search for the items inside yourself.
Might have been that. You've had so many jingles, I can't be expected to keep up.
I think it was that one.
I cannot be expected to keep up.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Started listening to the podcast a few weeks ago and only made it up to episode 172 so far. Getting there, that's holy good hell. Going.
Welcome, thank you.
I know you absolutely love a good old medical mishap, and tonight while on placement, I heard this and you knew that you two had to know all about it.
Placement?
Please keep me anonymous. Placement, so I'm guessing they are training. Oh, listen.
What?
Listen, Mr. Eager.
Oh,
Eager Beaver. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, sorry for being invested in the story. Go on then.
The story hasn't started yet.
Sorry for being invested in the beginning of the story.
I'm a student midwife on my placement in the labour ward.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with politics.
Well done.
Yeah.
I'm a student midwife on my placement at the Houses of Parliament.
Just in case. There are lots of consultants floating about in case of any emergencies. But tonight, we have had quite a slow night shift, so finally got the chance to sit and talk about all the weird and wonderful things we've seen working within the NHS.
Oh,
a slow night, lush.
Is there a more important sounding job title than consultant? Because I don't think there is.
Detective inspector.
Nah.
Do you mean in the NHS? Consultant?
Just consultant. It just
screams power.
It screams power and importance, but also there's an air of mystery.
Okay.
Like, I feel like...
Is your ranking?
It's just like, I'm a consultant. Mm. I feel like when you're a consultant, and I might be wrong here, this is just my...
I don't know what it is.
I don't really know what it is either, but when I hear it, I think, I feel like you're doing quite well and you can probably skive when you fancy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not slagging anyone off here, just in case, but it just feels like, I flit in a consult and then I just flit off somewhere else in a consult. You don't really know where I am, but trust us, wherever I am, I'm fucking consulting.
Do you always just think as well, with certain jobs like that, right, and I could be completely wrong, and somebody might be like, it's absolutely not, I always just think, 100 grand plus.
Yeah, you never know. I think... It just
Am
sounds,
I wrong? Am I wrong? I don't know what
don't know.
I don't even
Look,
know.
We've
what
got no basis for this. We're just saying, right? But I feel like if you were a consultant, you could probably tell me anything and I would believe you.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't about what you consult about.
Okay.
Even if you're like, look, I'm a consultant in the NHS, but listen, Bitcoin, you need to get involved. I'd be like, I will. Because a consultant told us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It just feels so important and meaty.
All right. Jesus.
I think I'm in love with a consultant.
Oh, hang on. Listen for this.
Yep.
One consultant.
Oh God! Stop saying it.
Hold your cock together. Worked
I
on
that. Sorry. Hold your cock together. Sorry, everyone. It's about time I told you I've got a special medical condition where when I get an erection, it opens up like a flower. So I'm going to hold it together.
Like a jigsaw.
It opens up like a
listen, man.
Stranger Things.
Oh, shut up. One consultant. Calm down. Oh. Worked on A&E for a long time before moving to
Well, here we go. I can't say this one either, and I don't know what it means. It might be eyes?
Obstetrics?
Is I think it eyes? It is.
Well, okay, so I think it might be because, do you not remember when Robin got diagnosed onto I can't even say it. We had to take him to a hospital that's a little bit further away because it was during lockdown, but he was with the something like that. And every time you had to ring, they'd be like, what department do you want? I'd be like, the eyes.
Can I have the looky looky eye department, please? Can I have the look looks? Can I have the blinky blink look looks, please?
The children's ones.
Children's eyes.
And then they'd be like, the obstetric. And they'd go, yes, that's the one that it says on the letter. That's the one that I need.
Yeah, no, that
can't
was a hard one.
And I think that's what this is.
Yeah.
Obstetric. OBSTETRICS.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, no, it's got nothing to do with it. Hang on. So. Worked on A&E before moving obstetrics, so had a few objects up the bums and feces stories, but this one topped them all.
Oh no, that'll be right. Fucking,
right,
I'm googling.
Hang on, no, I will.
I'll do it
faster. Is the field of study concentrated on pregnancy, childbirth,
right,
and postpartum period? I should have really known that, shouldn't I? OBGYN.
I typed in I doctor. Ah, off. Oh, fucking hell. Optometrist. Optometrist. Optometrist.
Optometrist. That's the one that I could never say.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's the one I could never say that when I rang up. And I would honestly just say, can I be put through to the eye?
Children's eye. Can I be put through to the children's eyes, please? The eyes of the children.
He was working one night when a woman came bursting through the door screaming that her fuck buddy needed help and he couldn't walk.
Sorry, so she's shouting fuck. She mustn't be saying me fuck buddy needs help. She must be saying this person needs, and it's transpired later.
Yeah, don't know. She might actually be
She might just be really proud that she's got a fuck buddy.
I'd love a fuck buddy. Imagine.
No, it is.
Remember.
Wow. Offensive.
I don't know if I've ever had one, to be honest with you.
Offensive and upsetting.
I've never had a friends with benefits.
No?
I'm too needy. I'm like, be in a relationship with me.
Oh, no. How do you think I got into this fucking mess exactly, in the first place?
Exactly.
So she just walked. Excuse me. My fuck buddy needs help. Yes, I'm laid back. We're not in a relationship. There's no strings attached. We just shag now and then, and that's that.
He needs help.
But enough about me. He needs help.
Urgently. This is A&A.
Great.
They managed to get him into triage to have a look and treat him. Hmm. When they asked him what was the problem, he replied, I just wanted to impress her whilst holding his crotch.
Oh, God. Oh, no, don't.
They managed to get the man's trousers down.
Right.
Brace yourself here. Oh, no. And they were greeted with a massive bluey-purple pulsating cock that, quote, was screaming at the doctor.
Do us again. Do us a favour. Don't say bluey again.
I know. Yeah.
Not bluey.
What if I say greeted with a massive mom?
Just say blue and
dead.
Purple.
Bingo. Bluey. Purple pulsating cock.
Yeah, so it's blue, it's pulsating, it's purple. And it's what the cock
is. Do you know what that is? That's what Robin did in his homework the other day.
Sorry.
Which I learned something from.
Sorry.
About the nouns and the verbs and all that. That is a what's it called?
Preposition.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
That's good.
Didn't learn it at school though, did I?
No, you didn't.
Second time round, I'm learning. All the time learning.
So the cock is screaming at the doctor.
So, quote, was screaming at the doctor. So I'm guessing somebody's retelling the story and saying, it was screaming at us.
Right, okay.
The consultant
said
that.
I believe them.
Turns out, yeah, of course you do. You don't know it's a man. Sexist.
I believe them. Pig. I said I believe them then.
Oh, them, okay.
Sure, well done. Well done. Well done, you.
Turns out the man was feeling very insecure about the size of his tadger and must have really fancied this woman and wanted to impress her. So to do so, do you want to guess or do you want me just to tell you?
He's tried to enlarge it. So he's done it.
How has he tried to enlarge it?
It sounds like he's tried to use one of those suction things. If they're real, are they real?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Swedish made penis enlarger by Austin Powers. Is it the sucky thing? So if it's blue and pulse, or has he put something round it? He's got an erection. I don't know. Has he tried to stretch it? I don't know. But again, as a man, I'm very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But come on then.
Okay, well, you're going to get even more uncomfortable. So, trigger warning.
Right.
Had
he had leggings on and was the toxins in it?
No.
Right, okay. Beating paper?
To do so, no. He injected gasoline. Into his cock.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Like petrol?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. What this man was trying to gain, I have absolutely no idea.
Oh.
Fucking gasoline in your cock, fuck me. The doctors managed to ease the man's pain, but he was taken in for emergency surgery and unfortunately had to have his big throbbing tadger cut off. Eh?
No.
Cut off?
No.
Because it had become necrotic. I love that word. And the bad skin and muscle was basically eating the good skin and muscle.
No.
He's
had to lose. No.
And his dick cut off. Why didn't. This is. I don't read things properly. Because I can't remember reading that he has his dick cut off. I think I've scanned that and I think I've just gone, right, that'll be okay.
Oh, fucking
yeah, hell. My God.
So
that's an episode on Grey's, that
is. What happens then? What is it? Then what does he weigh out of? What happens after then? Just a little hole or something?
A nub.
Can you get it built? Can you get one made back?
I think you can, yeah. Moral of the story here is, this person's put moral of the story.
Yeah.
If you fancy a girl but don't feel confident with the size of your willy, learn how to use your tongue. And that is very good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
I know.
Why would you do that? I'm going to have to Google that now of why someone would do that, inject that. And the real tragedy is he can't listen to that song anymore.
What?
Gasolina, That's so lean. But turn that off. Turn that off.
What is the words for that? I'm getting hooked on the gasolina.
No, it's definitely.
Come here,
I'll tell you now. It's gasolina. Gasolina.
Down your cock, gasolina.
Into your hint was into your cock, gasolina.
Yeah, that's the
down the end, gasolina. Right. Tragedy, but you know what? We had a lovely little sing at the end.
We did. I've enjoyed that. I love that song.
He doesn't.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I don't know if you remember the email I sent about the bloke pooping in the phone box. I don't. I don't remember that email.
Fucking hell. We get loads.
64,000. But I will have a look for that because that does sound interesting.
Thank you for multiple emails. But what you've done there is you've went back to that one bar you went to last time you were on holiday 3 years ago and expected all the staff to remember you and they don't remember you.
Yeah, that wild night.
Yeah.
Anyway, another story about my dad when he was in the police. This is a story about our dad.
And sorry, I didn't mean to sound harsh there, but that's
you did. You did. Yeah. These are our listeners. Yeah. Don't be horrible to them.
I'm not being horrible. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't remember stuff I've said.
The fuck up before I knock you out clean.
Wow.
During one boring night shift, winter night shift, the snow was thick on the ground.
Well, this is romantic.
It's like a Christmas film, isn't it? And there wasn't a lot of crime happening, which is always good, isn't it?
What a strange thing to say.
So my dad offered to go and collect a takeaway for the rest of the lads at the station. Not a lot of crime.
It sounds like a lie. It sounds like a lie he's had to tell afterwards for going and collecting a takeaway when he really shouldn't have.
There's hardly any crime.
Hey, you know, but you're, honestly, zero crimes?
Yeah. Christmas?
Nil crimes?
On the way, he decided to call at one of his colleagues' houses who lived nearby and pull a practical joke.
Definitely no crime happening, yeah, like, definitely no crimes.
He proceeded to walk backwards up the long driveway and then walk back down again, stepping in the footprints he had just created.
Oh, God.
When his mate went home at the end of the shift, there on the driveway was a track of size 14s coming away from the front door. It all went a bit pear-shaped, however, when the mate rang in sick the next night and after a few days moved out because he was convinced his wife was up to no good while he was on night shift. And no matter how much she denied it, he wouldn't believe her.
You bastard.
My dad eventually did own up and they ended up getting back together. But his mate did transfer to another station.
Oh!
Isn't that grim?
Because you would always think it was him. Oh, I was just playing a practical joke, not shagging your wife. What, on the night when there was no crimes? Yeah, on the night there was no crimes.
The no crime night.
Were you shagging my wife on no crime night? No, I was just doing a practical joke about shagging your wife on no crime night. Well,
NCN, you were there.
No crime night.
Yeah,
It was the night before Christmas and all through the city, not a crime was happening. Not even this guy fucking your missus.
I wonder if there's ever been a night where there's been no crime at all. There's not, has there?
I don't know.
Ever. Never, ever.
I don't know. Mm. Where? Within what area? Within the world?
Yeah.
No. Well, because it's not nighttime at the same time all over the world, is it? So you're already knackered.
Don't add geography into this, will you not? That's just confusing.
Okay. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I just thought I would email you on how I nearly got my husband accidentally arrested for murder.
Oh, there we go.
For a murder. more crime. There was a dead body found on an unused track that runs at the back of our home and the police were doing door-to-door inquiries to see if anyone had any information.
Very blasé about telling me this, by the way.
Two police officers were knocking door-to-door and asking the usual questions. They asked who lived at home, to which I replied, me, my husband and two daughters. Do I ever use the track? No. Do the children use the track? No. Does your husband...
Only when I'm doing me murders. Sorry. Only for me killing... Next question. Oh, I hate myself. I do hate myself, you know.
I do hate myself. I hate that we laughed.
You laughed. So
I did not
you're
laugh.
The worst.
Listen, I didn't know. I didn't.
Hell.
I did not laugh.
Hell hath a place waiting for you.
Hell hath no fury. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Does your husband? To which I replied, yes. He comes that way home on his bike from work occasionally.
He follows his enemies down that
brackets.
Track.
The track is a popular cycle track for cyclists and runners.
Okay.
The officer noted this and said, we will have to call back and ask your husband if he has seen anything unusual.
Oh,
I said,
God.
Fine. They asked more questions and left.
Footnote here. I couldn't think of many things worse than finding a dead body. I would fucking... I wouldn't cope well with that. It would be horrible.
The next day, a female police officer knocked and asked to speak to my husband, and I told her he wasn't in. She said she would call back.
Oh, God.
My husband at the time worked shifts on a 3-week cycle, mornings, afternoons, and nights. Never understand shifts, so what's he do? So a week of mornings, week of afternoons, and a week of nights.
I think you've nailed that. I didn't know that at all. But
that
I
would
think
actually be quite
that.
Nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This week I do me mornings, next week I do me afternoons.
I don't know. You've no structure whatsoever. Shifts is crazy. On call is crazy. Mm. I've got a friend who works on call, and it was
it was like,
oh, I've just had a job in. Oh, I've got to be there by this time, and then like,
are you at work or not?
Yeah, you're not. You're on call. Uh-huh. Mad.
Awful. A couple of days later, she came back. He wasn't in. 2 days later, again, not in.
Oh, man.
This went on for a good few weeks, and every time she came, I told her my husband wasn't in. I told my husband each time the police had been again, and on the last occasion she came, he said, fucking hell, am I in the frame for this? Joking. As it felt like every time he came in, I was saying, police have been again for you, right?
Wow.
Like, literally all the time, like, they've been for you.
Just phone him. I'll go to his work.
Oh, you'd think, wouldn't you? I was getting pissed off at this point, as the neighbours must have been thinking, why are the police going to their house all the time? On the last occasion, I pulled into our close to see, again, a police officer outside our house. And I said to myself, oh, I'm fucking sick of this.
Oh, yeah. Boo, trying to solve that murder for the family of the... Boo! How dare you knock on my door?
See, my toxic trait is that if anybody came and suspected you of a murder, I'd be like, what's he done?
You would immediately think I'd done it.
Yeah.
You would not have my back in this situation.
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd have anyone's back.
No?
I don't know. I grew up in a family, you know, where my parents literally said, if you committed a crime, in my mum's voice of her, I would be the first person to ring the police.
Right. Good.
Always, that's
nice
how I've been grown.
Nice to see. The apple hasn't fallen far from the tree, and now you will just get me framed for crimes I haven't even committed.
Maybe.
Just if someone looks my way.
Yeah.
Great.
I got out the car and I said, he's not in, you know. I can hear he's not in, you know. I had just spoken to him on the car phone. Oh,
well, fucking ring him then.
So I knew he wasn't. So she knew he wasn't in because she just spoke to him on the car phone.
The car phone. Do you mean your phone?
It's like in the 90s.
Do you mean your phone in your car?
I think so. And then she carries on. And I've asked him about that dead body on the cycle track and he doesn't know anything about it or seen anything.
Okay,
so you can stop knocking about it.
Oh, great. Yeah, of course.
Because my murdering husband is not a murderer.
He always burns clothes in the garden. That's how we get rid of them. We don't trust the charity shops. He always burns his clothes in the garden, and he's always, always thrown away pairs of boots before scraping all the tread off the bottom of them.
Everyone's got 3 phones nowadays. Yeah. It's not weird anymore.
Does your husband not try to singe off his fingerprints a la Men in Black? Because, yeah, he's invented the machine for it and everything. Yeah, we're going to sell it. We're going to Dragon's Den.
Listen. Yeah. To which she replied, hang on, slow down. What dead body? Cop doesn't know anything about the dead body, right? Let's go inside and discuss what you're talking about. Finally! Finally! Somebody get the bottom of this.
Sorry. How does this policeman not know about the dead body?
I said, are you not here to ask him about that dead body? And she said, no, and looked at me like I was a lunatic. I said, if you're not here for that, why'd you keep coming? She said, he's bought petrol from a station and got off without paying. It wasn't his murdering.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Anyway, long story short, she came in and explained about the previous officers coming, and she saw the funny side. So I'm glad.
Oh, wow.
He arrived home while she was still there. Funny that.
Yeah. Tank full of petrol.
He disputed 100% the petrol theft. And she said, do you want to see the camera? And he said, yes, I would, because I would never do that. What a arrogant murderer.
Yeah. The murdering, fair enough, but I'm not stealing from a bloody reputable multi-billion-dollar oil company or anything. I am some kind of fucking monster.
He went to our local Sainsbury's and saw himself purchase petrol and drive off without paying.
Wow.
He must have just forgot. He was astonished, paid for the petrol, and that was the end of that. They did find the murderer in the end. He wasn't actually ever a suspect because they solved it quite quickly.
They solved it. Right, good. I'm glad.
Horrible situation.
Yeah. Fear of mine, driving off without paying for petrol.
Oh,
Genuine fear of mine.
You've got fears.
I've got fears, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, two more to add. Now, fear of petrol, right?
Mm.
Leggings.
Yeah.
Greaseproof paper. And sometimes when I steal that petrol, was I planning to inject it in my knob? Not going to anymore.
Mm. Do you ever worry about getting framed for stuff?
Yeah. Mm. Well, again, I talked about my stand-up when they knocked on my hotel room door and they dragged us out and we just watched Making a Murderer.
Oh, yeah.
We just watched Making a Murderer and I got dragged out of my hotel and it was horrible. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if someone has seen I did something and I don't have an alibi? What if someone says you did something and you don't have an alibi? And then it's their moment and stuff like that where your family go, yeah, we believe you. And then there's a moment where your family don't believe you anymore and you're fucked.
I know. I've just started watching The Jinx Part 2. But I haven't actually seen The Jinx Part 1. But do you hear about it?
No.
This is like this multimillionaire in America. He's a lot older now. I haven't finished watching The Jinx Part 2.
I think you did it.
Listen.
I already don't like him.
Listen.
Right.
So I've actually only seen the video of it on TikTok or Instagram, right? The best bit. Yeah, you don't need to watch all the rest.
Great.
So he has got away with murders, right? He's murdered these people.
Allegedly.
Three of them. Allegedly. I haven't got the court case
I have to
yet.
Say allegedly, otherwise we'll get done.
I think he's been done.
Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's been allegedly done.
Allegedly. Jesus Christ. So.
Trust us, I'm a consultant.
Okay. Good for you. It was years later, and he's just a bit arrogant, right? He was getting interviewed about the murders, about how when it all happened, he was like a lead suspect, and it was all in the newspapers, and he was like, it wasn't for good for me life, and blah, blah, blah. He was still mic'd.
Yeah.
He went to the bathroom. He's talking to himself in the mirror, admits the full thing.
What?
Yep.
Should you be giving this away on the podcast?
It's under the series 2.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So he still
he's
mic'd up.
He's literally mic'd up in the toilet.
Having a wee go, bloody love being a murderer.
No, he's literally like asking himself questions back, and then at the end he goes, yeah, kill them all.
Christ.
I know. So they've reopened the whole court case and that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate being mic'd up, by the way.
Well, there you go.
Hate being mic'd up. Whenever we're in a TV studio and I go for... I always say, so if we're in a TV studio and I go for a wee, I always say, whoever's listening, I'm about to have a wee, so I would turn it off now because I just know there's some poor sound guy just listening to me.
But they're just listening, like?
Well, it's just on. It's just on.
They just
what I mean?
Hear us arguing.
Yeah, they hear us arguing. They hear you. They hear me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi guys, first time sending an email, but wanted to give you a little ick that happened to me not that long ago, and I still think about it every so often. I thought that said every day.
Every morning
still
and
about
every
it
night.
Every day, every so often. Going down on my boyfriend, and he had a bit of belly button fluff in his belly button, and it stayed there throughout the deed. Felt weird for me to go grab it out, so instead just kept making eye contact with the lint every so often in between mouthfuls, and now every time I go down on him, I check first, just in case. But yeah, big ick. Doesn't real life stuff just get in the way of like romance?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
There's never been a porn movie where someone's had to whip a bit of lint out of someone's belly button. No, because if it happens, they edit it out.
They do. So there you go.
Oh,
romance
is
dead.
I've never,
dead.
Ever, ever suffered from belly button lint. And I don't know whether it's the clothing that people wear or the kind of belly buttons people have. Or some kind of personal hygiene thing.
I think it's a sweaty belly button.
You think it's a sweaty belly button?
I think
and
if
you've
got a sweaty, if you've got a sweaty belly button,
and you wear,
you're gonna like gather the fluff in.
And you wear woolly jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really wear fluffy clothes, and I don't have a sweaty belly button, and I don't have a very deep belly button.
No, you've got a very shallow belly button. Yeah, it's very shallow.
It's very shallow. It changes opinions
all
the time. It's very.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. What?
I don't want to tell you. Shallow belly button.
Is it toxins?
No, you're going to die at 50.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, babes.
I thought I'd be gone at 40, but fair enough. Extra 10 year. Keep wearing them leggings, eh? Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you, as always, for listening to this week's episode of Shag Mountainoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you very much. You have been, and it is. That makes sense?
No.
Okay.
Terrible.
Thank you so much for listening.
Go back to the drawing board with that one. That makes
you
no
have been
sense
listening, and it is part of the Acast.
Okay, fair enough.
So it did then,
fair
eh?
Enough. Fair enough, man!
Oh, God. Sorry. If you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmoudinord@gmail.com. Please continue to send us all of your wonderful stories and icks and all of that stuff. We
Everything.
Really, really, really do appreciate it. And we'll be back in your ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Slag.
Slags.
Slags. All your slags.
There it is. There it is.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.